back and visit you again.
好，新冠疫情已经爆发两年了。
So COVID pandemic has been going on for over 2 years.
就在两年前过年的时候，疫情在中国武汉爆发。从那个时候开始，全世界就笼罩在新冠疫情的阴影的当中。
2 years ago, around Chinese New Year, pandemic broke out in Wuhan, China. From that point on, the whole world has been under the spell of COVID.
去年的新年，我就想回台湾看望我的家人，尤其是我的母亲。
I would like to visit my family in Taiwan last year during Chinese New Year's, especially visiting my mom.
因为我的母亲的生日是在过年的时候，去年她90岁，身为人子，我理当应该回去给她过90大寿。
Last year during Chinese New Year, she was having 90 years old. As her son, I really want to celebrate with her.
但是那个时候美国疫情非常的严重，我也怕传染给我台湾的家人，我就想等到疫情好转之后再回去。
However, U.S. has been entrenched in pandemic. I was concerned to bring COVID to family in Taiwan, so I postponed my trip, hoping to go until pandemic is under control.
没想到一年过去了，今年的新年，美国还是严重。亚洲的国家也非常的厉害，所以我还是没有回去。
Another year has passed. This Chinese New Year, pandemic in U.S. has been no better. Even flare up all over Asia. I was to postpone again my trip to Taiwan further.
我想很多人的情况可能跟我很类似。
Many are in the same boat as I am.
虽然我们不能够跟我们远方的亲人相见，但我想问的是，你和你家人之间的关系好吗？
Even though we cannot meet relatives afar in person, I'd like to ask, how is your relationship between you and your family members?
我们常说血浓于水，但是就算有血缘关系，也不是每一个家庭里面的成员都有紧密的关系。
We often quote blood is thicker than water, but not all family blood relatives can enjoy close relationship.
今天我想用一段经文来跟大家思考圣经如何教导我们跟家人之间的关系。
Today I meditate some verses in the Bible teaching us the relationship between family members.
但是我今天要跟各位谈的家比你所想要认知的要大很多。
The definition of family for me is broader than your recognition.
我们来看今天的经文，今天的经文是马太福音的12章46到50节。我读中文，然后等一下 James 会读英文。第四十六节，耶稣还对众人说话的时候，不料他母亲和他弟兄站在外边，要与他说话。有人告诉他说：“看哪，你母亲和你弟兄站在外边，要与你说话。”他却回答那人说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？”就伸手指着门徒说：“看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄、姐妹和母亲了。”
English together. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside, wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside, wanting to speak to you." He replied to them, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said,Here are my mothers and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
耶稣的母亲和弟兄已经找上门来了，而且旁边人都已经说了，你的母亲和你的弟兄就在外边。可是耶稣还要问，谁是我的家人？为什么？
So Jesus asked a strange question, who is my mother and brother? They were at the door looking for Jesus. Even others told him so.
今天我要借着耶稣的回答来跟各位思想耶稣到底想要表达的是什么。
I'd like to borrow the answer from Jesus to reflect with everyone. What did Jesus actually want to express?
今天我要讲的题目是谁是我的家人。
The title of my sermon is Who are my family members?
弟兄姐妹，谁是你的家人？他们在哪里？他们的情况好吗？
Dear brother and sister, who are your family members? Where are they? Are they doing well?
另外，耶稣似乎对家人有了一个新的定义。
Besides, Jesus seemed to have a new definition for family members.
假如是如此，那么那些跟我有血缘关系的人，他们还是我的家人吗？
Supposedly, are my relatives really my family members?
最后我要来看怎么样来对待神耶稣所说的家人。
Lastly, how should I treat so-called family member mentioned by Jesus?
我要从三个方面来跟各位来分享。
I'd like to share with you from three aspects.
首先我们来看第一点，第一点就是看顾地上血缘的家人。
First, look after blood relatives on earth.
我问大家一个问题，你知道耶稣来到世上的时候，他是有家人的，他有哪些在名义上的家人？
First question, Jesus came in flesh to the world. Who were his family members by definition?
我想大家对耶稣的父母应该很知道吧，就是约瑟跟玛利亚。
You're probably familiar with his parents, Joseph and Mary.
那有人知道耶稣的兄弟叫什么名字吗？
What about the names of his brothers?
可能不太多人知道。
Probably not too many knows about
it. 耶稣的兄弟是雅各、约西、西门跟犹大。
Brothers...
还有一些姐妹们
James, Joseph, Simon, Judas, and sisters.
当然这些都是他的弟弟妹妹，因为耶稣在家中他是老大。
So he's the eldest in the family.
耶稣来到世上最重要的使命就是完成救恩的工作。
The most important mission for Jesus on earth was the work of salvation.
你们觉得耶稣的这些家人对他完成使命是一种的帮助还是拦阻？
What do you think?These so-called family members were help or hindrance to fulfill his mission.
我们来看另外一段跟今天的经文是同样的描述，但是在不同的福音书当中的经文。这个经文记载在路加福音的8:19-20。我先读中文：耶稣的母亲和他的弟
兄来了，
因为人多不得到他跟前，有人告诉他说：“你母亲和你弟兄站在外边要见你。”
English together. Now Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him, but they were not able to get near him because of the crowd. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside, wanting to see you."
我们都知道，自从耶稣离家开始服事以后，他就进入了一个非常忙碌的生活的一个节奏的当中。
So since Jesus left home, start his ministry, he was living a very busy life.
可以想象，直到他受死复活，耶稣大概都没有多少的机会跟他的家人相处。
We can imagine until his death and resurrection, probably he had limited opportunity to interact with his family members.
耶稣不回家，但是他的家人可以来找他。
He was too busy to go home, but his family could come looking for him.
但是因为耶稣服侍的人太多，他的工作量太大，他的家人都没有办法靠近他，所以甚至还要找人来传话给他。
Because Jesus was busy serving the multitude, his family members were unable to be near him, even needed to relay messages to him.
对于这种的情况，耶稣的家人他们的想法是什么？
Under such circumstances, how would his family members think?
他们很高兴吗？他们的家人耶稣居然成了名人？不，他们并不高兴。
Were they pleased about his fame? Apparently not.
我们来看一节的经文，记载在马可福音的20-21。耶稣进了一个屋子，
众
人又
聚
集，
甚
至他
连饭
也顾
不
得
吃。
耶稣的亲
属
听见
了，就
出来
要
拉住他，因为他们说他癫狂了。
Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him.For they said, he's out of his mind.
他们认为耶稣有问题，耶稣做的太多，太过分了。换句话说，他们不但不支持，反而想要拦阻耶稣服事的工作。
Even though they thought Jesus was overlooked. In other words, they were not supportive, even obstructive about his ministry.
不止如此，耶稣的家人还对他的服事做出了一些不怎么中听的评论。
They even had some unsavory comments on his ministries.
约翰福音的第七章，当时犹太人的祝棚节
近
了，耶稣的
弟
兄就对他
说：“
你离开这
里
上犹太
去
吧，叫
你的
门
徒
也
看
见
你
所
行
的
事。
人要显扬名声，没有
在
暗
处行的。
你
如
果行这
些
事，就当将自己显明给世人看。”
English together. But when the Jewish festival Tabernacles was near.Jesus' brother said to him, Leave Galilee and go to Judea, so that your disciples there may see the work you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world.
他们说，耶稣，你这么拼命的工作，为的是什么呀？
They commented, why did you work so hard for not?
我们都知道耶稣服事他并不收钱，所以如果不是为了利益，那就是为了名声吧。
He didn't serve for money, if not for profit, then for fame.
在祝棚节这么重要的节日，耶稣应当去耶路撒冷举办一个盛大的特会，让人们都认识你，这样才对啊。
During the important festival of Tabernacles, Jesus should hold a special event in Jerusalem, let people recognize him, right?
当然，这是因为他们不认识耶稣的身份，还有以及耶稣的心意和计划，他们才会这样说。
Of course, because they didn't understand the status of Jesus, nor the will and plan of God to say so.
但问题是，耶稣为什么要生长在这么一个不理想的家庭当中呢？
The thing is, why did Jesus need to grow up in such a non-ideal family?
你有没有想过，天父可以为耶稣安排一个完全支持他事工的家庭，不是吗？
Have it occurred to you, would it be nice, Heavenly Father put Jesus into a family supportive of his ministry wholeheartedly?
还有，面对不理解他、不支持他，甚至还有一点扯他后腿的家人，耶稣的反应又是怎么样呢？
In addition, what did Jesus respond to his unsupportive family members, did not understand him, and even hold him back?
从福音书当中的记载，我们没有发现耶稣对他的家人有任何的指责或批评，反而耶稣努力尽到应尽的责任。
From four Gospels, Jesus didn't blame or criticize his family members, but he still strived to fulfill his responsibility.
路加福音的第二章五十一节这么记载，他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。
Luke chapter 2, verses 51. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, but his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
年少的时候，耶稣顺从他在地上的父母约瑟跟玛利亚。
In his youth, Jesus was obedient to his earthly parents, Joseph and Mary.
最后，当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候
，Lastly, when Jesus was nailed to the cross,
约翰福音的第十九章，耶稣看见母亲和他所爱的那
门徒站
在
旁
边，就对他母
亲
说：“
母
亲，
看
你
的
儿
子。儿子”
又对
那
门徒说：“
看
你的
母
亲。”从此，那门徒
就
接
他
到自
己
家
里
去
了。John chapter 19, verses 26, when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, Woman, here's your son. And to the disciple, Here is your mother. From that time on, his disciple took her into his home.
快要死在十字架上的时候，耶稣还记得要找人来照顾玛利亚。
On the brink of death at the cross, Jesus still remembered to have his disciple look after Mary.Means perfect man.
耶稣给我们展现了一个身为人应该有合神心意的生活和表现。
Jesus showed us how to be perfect in God's will in life and expression.
从今年开始，我又重新去研读了一个资料作为灵修的部分，就是 Oswald Chambers 的一本书，叫做《竭诚为主》。
Since the first of the year, I started to revisit a book, My Utmost for His.As part of my daily devotional by Oswald Chambers.
我不晓得在座各位有哪位弟兄姐妹曾经读过这本书。
Has any read this book?
Oswald Chambers, 我跟大家介绍一下，他是苏格兰的基督教青年会，就是 YMCA 的牧师跟传教士。他被派去埃及服事，在1917年的时候，在埃及的开罗去世。他去世的时候只有43岁，他的一生并没有非常显赫的服事的记录。
Oswald Chambers was a pastor and missionary from Scotland Young Men's Christian Association. He was sent to Egypt to serve there. He died in 1917 in Cairo at the age of 43. He did not have a famous service record.
但是《竭诚为主》这本书呢，却成为有史以来最受欢迎的基督教书籍之一。
But his book, Utmost for His Highest, has become one of the most popular Christian books in history.
经过了100多年，它被翻译成39种语言，而且从未绝版。
It has circulated over 100 years, has been translated in 39 languages, has never been out of print.
直到今天，它仍然不断在发行的当中。这本书已经成为一个经典。
It is still in circulation. Now it is considered a classic.
前一阵子呢，结成为主的灵修的资料中提到百合花和它生长的环境。
In my utmost for his highest has mentioned lily and the environment for its growth.
就像我们今天唱的那首的诗歌。
We sang a song about lily of the valley.
百合花的这节的经文出现在马太福音的第六章二十八到二十九节。他说：“何必为衣裳忧虑的？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来的？”他也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
In Matthew chapter 6, verses 28 and 29, about lily. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flower of the field grow? They do not labor nor spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
Chambers 的话提醒了我，百合花不是生长在温室里，而是在野地里。
His word remind me, lily did not grow in a greenhouse, but in the field.
即使环境非常的恶劣，但神仍然给百合花柔美的装饰。
Despite extreme condition, God provide lily with glorious decoration.
即使没有太多人可以看见它，因为它在野外里，但它仍然独自绽放，彰显神的荣耀和它创造的奇妙。
With or without audience, it always blooms to manifest God's glory and His wonderful creation.
弟兄姐妹，你生长在一个怎么样的家庭当中？那就是神栽种你的环境。
Brother and sister, what kind of family did you grow up from? God planted you there.
你喜欢和满意你的原生家庭吗？我想，即使再好的家庭，也有令人不满意的地方。
Are you pleased and satisfied with your original family?There are skeletons in the closet in every family.
更何况在现今的时代，传统的价值已经被人们认为已经过时了。
Especially now, traditional family value is mocked as passé.
但这也造成了无数的破碎的婚姻、离散的家庭，甚至很困难的生活的环境，还有紧张的家人的关系。
Resulted in numerous broken marriages, scattered families, extreme living condition, and tense family dynamics.
弟兄姐妹，这也许就是你所经历的生活的环境。
Perhaps you were growing in such circumstances.
但是不要忘了，我们都是神所栽种的百合花。
Remember, we are lily planted by God.
我们应该靠着神的恩典，绽放他在创造我们的时候设计给我们的荣美。
We should rely on God's grace, manifest His glory in creating us.
还有，身为蒙恩的信徒。在我们原生血缘的家人身上，我们是有责任的。
As Christians saved by grace, we are responsible for our original blood family.
使徒保罗在提摩太前书第五章，他这么说：“他说，若寡妇有儿女，或有孙子孙女，
便叫他们先在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在神面前是可悦纳的。”人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人，更是如此。First Timothy chapter 5 verses 4 and 8. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family, and so repaying their parents and grandparents. For this is pleasing to God.Anyone who does not provide for their relatives and especially for their own household has denied the faith and is worse than unbeliever.
就像耶稣一样，与家人保持良好的关系，看顾他们的需要，是神的命令，而且也是神所喜悦的事。
We should maintain good relationship with family members as Jesus did. Look after their need. This is God's command, also pleasing to God.
弟兄姐妹，最近的一阵子。你有和你的家人相聚吗
？Brother and sister, have you gotten together with your family members recently?
就算因为疫情的关系，我们无法面对面，你愿意跟他们下联络，了解他们的状况，并且向他们说你很想念他们吗
？Despite pandemic, unable to meet in person, have you kept in touch, understand their condition, and telling them you miss them?
谈完了我们原生的血缘家人，接下来我们要看耶稣所讲到的另外一种的家人的关系，就是天国属灵的家人。
After original blood family members, we should examine another family relationship mentioned by Jesus. That is the spiritual family.
49-50节，耶稣就伸手指着
门
徒说：“看
哪，看
哪，
我
的母亲，我
的
弟
兄，
凡遵行我天父旨意
的人，
就是
我的
弟兄姐妹和母亲了。”
Matthew chapter 12 verses 49, pointing to his disciple, he said, "Here are my mothers and brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother."
从这两节经文当中，我们可以看到耶稣对于家人下了一个新的定义。
From these two verses, we realize Jesus had a new definition for family members.
这个定义不是在这个世界当中所界定的人际关系。
Different than the definition in this world for interpersonal relationship.
因为耶稣把这种家人的关系的建立直接拉到一个最高的层次，就是神。耶稣称神为天父。
Jesus elevated family relationship to the highest level about God, and he called God Heavenly Father.
在这种新的关系里面，人与人之间的关系都直接联系到神。当人们与神有关系的时候，他们彼此中间才有关系。
In such new relationship, all connections between people.Directly related to God. Only when man has relationship with God, then man can relate to one another.
更进一步的说，当一个人跟神有天父跟孩子之间的关系的时候，他们彼此之间就有了关系，就成为兄弟姐妹，成为家人，是天国属灵的家人。
In addition, when a man became child of God, he is brother and sister to other spiritual family members of heaven.
我们常说教会是神的家，但是如果一个人参加教会时间很久了，甚至成为会员。
We often mention church is family of God. If you have attended a church for some time, you would become a member.
如果他跟神中间没有关系，他跟其他的人也不能算是家人，因为他们没有同样一位在天上的父，怎么能够成为家人呢？
What if he did not establish relationships with God?How can he be regarded as family of God without common father in heaven?
如何能够跟神建立关系呢？耶稣说得很清楚，就是遵行我天父的旨意。
How to establish relations with God? Jesus clearly stated by doing the will of the Father.
问题是什么是天父的旨意？我想参与过教会，你来教会够久的人，你都会知道天父的旨意都记载在圣经里面。
What is the will of God? If you attended church long enough, you should know it is recorded in the Bible.
但问题是，圣经里面的内容那么多，要遵行哪一条天父的旨意才算数？
Question are, there are so many contents, which one counts as the will of the Father?
还有一个更重要的问题，如果我遵行不了所有天父的旨意，我还算是天国属灵家庭的一份子吗？
If I had not obeyed all the will of the Father, then can I still be counted as a member of the spiritual family in heaven?
也许你会说，只要一条，相信主耶稣就够了，相信了主耶稣就能够进天家。
Perhaps you will mention only faith in Christ enough to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这样子的回答正确吗？还有，难道其他的都不需要遵守了吗？
Is it correct to disregard the rest?
要回答这个问题， 我想我们要先来体会耶稣讲这句话的时候，他到底在指什么。
First, we should understand the pretext when Jesus mentioned this.
我认为耶稣所说的重点不是哪一条旨意，而是去遵行。
The point is to obey, not about which will.
我问各位，有人他能够而且敢对神说，神啊，我已经完全遵从了你的旨意，所以我有资格进天家。我想没有人敢这样子说。
If someone dared to address God, I have obeyed all your wills. Am I qualified to enter family of heaven? No one dared to say so.
我们应该这样说，主啊，我实在是一个软弱的人，我常常达不到你的要求，求你赦免我，也求你帮助我去遵行你的旨意，是吗？
We should say, God, I'm weak to fulfill your demand. May you forgive me falling short and help me to do your will. Shouldn't we?
我跟大家分享一个圣经当中的例子，我想大家就会明白耶稣是什么意思。
I'd like to share an example, then we should understand what Jesus had meant.
前阵子我的灵修进度呢，我读到了路加福音的第七章，最后呢，路加讲到了一个故事。
A while ago, during my devotion, I read the end of the Luke chapter 7 about a story.
这个故事大家都非常熟悉，我先来用中文读一下。路加福音第七章三十六节到三十九节，有一个
法
利赛
人请
耶
稣和他
吃饭，耶稣就
到法
利赛
人
家
里
去
坐
席。那城里
有
一
个
女
人
是
个
罪
人，
知道
耶
稣
在
法
利
赛
人
家
里
坐
席，
就
拿
着盛
香
膏
的
玉瓶
站在
耶
稣
背
后，
挨
着他
的
脚
哭，
眼
泪
湿
了
耶
稣
的
脚，
就
用自
己
的
头
发
擦
干，
又
用嘴
连
连
亲
他
的
脚，
把
香
膏
抹
上，
请
耶
稣
的
法
利
赛
人
看
见
这
事，
心里
说：
这人
若
是先
知，
必
知
道摸他
的
是
谁，
是
怎
样
的
女
人，
乃
是
个
罪
人。
So Luke chapter 7 verses 36. When one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at a table. A woman that known to live a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at Pharisee's house.So he came there with an alabaster jar of perfume, and he stood behind him at his feet, weeping. He began to wet his feet with his tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him, and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner.
这段经文告诉我们谁才是神家里的人。
These verses tell us who is members of God's family.
法利赛人是一群竭力遵行摩西律法，也就是神诫命的人。
Pharisees were the group of people strictly following Mosaic law, God's command.
而且他们恨恶罪恶，是非黑白分得很清楚，是坚守原则的人，放在现今的时代一定是被我们称赞的人。
Also, they hated sin, preferred black and white in so-called principle. They will be admired in current generation.
在那天，这位法利赛人，他的名字是西门，他甚至把神的儿子耶稣都请到家里来做客。神的儿子都在他家里面，他岂不是更应当可以做神家里的人吗？
On that day, a Pharisee named Simon invited Son of God Jesus to be his house guest.As a host, should he be considered a member of God's household?
但是耶稣并没有认可西门。
But Jesus did not acknowledge Simon.
被耶稣称赞的反而是那个犯罪的女人，为什么？
Instead, he acknowledged a sinful woman. Why?
因为女人有谦卑、悔改，还有爱主的表现。耶稣不但称赞她，赦免她的罪，还应许她会得着平安。
Because this woman was humble, repentant, and showed her love to Jesus, not only Jesus praised her, forgave her sin, and granted her peace.
所以，什么人可以称为神天国属灵的家人呢？耶稣说了，是遵行天父旨意的人。
Therefore, who can become spiritual family member of heaven? Jesus has said, "Who does the will of the Father?"
我问各位，这些人在做什么？他们只做一件事情，就是敬拜神。
What are they doing? Only one thing, to worship God.
他们不只是用诗歌、用颂赞来敬拜神，他们更用谦卑顺服的心去侍奉神、去荣耀神。
Not just with hymn and praise to worship, also serve and glorify God with a humble and submissive heart.
当人在神的面前有这种柔软、谦卑、敬虔的心，就被主接纳，成为神家里的人。
When you come before God with such soft, humble, and godly heart, you will be accepted by God into family of God.
还有，你有注意到吗？耶稣说这个话的时候，是指着门徒说的。
Have you noticed Jesus mentioned these words toward disciples?
门徒是谁？门徒是一群跟随耶稣和效法耶稣的人。
Who are disciples, followers of Jesus, to model after him?
耶稣对于他的门徒有什么吩咐？门徒要学习耶稣的是什么？
What were the important instructions from Jesus to disciples? What did they model after?
在约翰福音的十三章，约翰这么记载，他说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃
是叫你们
彼此相
爱。
我
怎
样爱
你们，
你
们
也
要
怎
样
相
爱。” 你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。 John chapter 13 verses 34, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
耶稣门徒的特征是什么？就是彼此相爱。
What is the characteristic of Jesus' disciple? To love one another.
如何去相爱？耶稣说了，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样去彼此相爱。
How to love? Jesus has said, you are to love one another as I have loved you.
耶稣怎么去爱属他的人？耶稣舍己牺牲，为他们钉死在十字架上。
How had Jesus loved his follower? He gave up his life to be nailed to the cross.
弟兄姐妹，我知道爱人很困难，爱跟我们自己原生家庭有血缘关系的家人已经非常的不容易了。
Brother and sister, I know it's difficult to love others. It's not easy to love original family.
更何况要去爱跟我们完全没有血缘家庭的其他的这些的信徒，那不是更困难吗？
It is even harder to love other believers without blood relationship.
很多时候对于我们不喜欢的人，我们都采取了保持距离以测安全的态度。
Most of the time, we keep unfavorable people at arm's distance, social distancing.
但是你想要成为耶稣的家人吗？你必须放下自己去爱耶稣所爱的人。
But if you want to become family members of Jesus, you need to let go and love the people loved by Jesus.
所以要成为天国属灵的家人很简单。
So it's easy to become spiritual family members of heaven.
第一，要成为一个全心全意敬拜神的人，就是爱神。
First, to become a person of worship with all your heart and mind, that is to love God.
第二，效法耶稣的榜样，放下自己，彼此相爱，就是爱人。
Second, to model after Jesus, let down yourself to love one another, that is to love people.
你有发现吗？这就是耶稣所说的大诫命。遵守了耶稣所说最大的诫命，爱神和爱人，就是神家里的人了。
So we observed the greatest command from Jesus to love God and others, then you are family members of God.
最后，让我们来看第三点，就是耶稣家里的人最重要的使命就是成为天地两家的媒介。
Thirdly, the most important thing of Jesus' mission as family of God is to become intermediary between heaven and earth.
照着圣经的话，我们这些属于基督的人还在这个世界上的时候，有两个家。
According to Bible, while on earth, Christians have two families.
一个是我们在原生血缘的家庭。另外一个是在天国属灵的家庭。
One original blood family, the other spiritual family of heaven.
而我们在世的工作就是要把我们的家人从第一个家庭带到第二个家庭去。
Our mission is to bring blood family into spiritual family.
即使是跟我们没有血缘关系的人，如果他们出现在我们的生活当中，而且还没有加入第二个家庭，那么他们也是神给我们的责任。
Even for people not related to us in blood, if we encounter them while still non-believer, they are our responsibility from God to bring them into spiritual family.
各位弟兄姐妹，这也是你的使命吗？也是这个教会还有你团契的一个意向吗？
Brother and sister, this is your mission and vision of this church and fellowship.
其实我在想最后这个大点的时候，我本来想要用的名称是成为天地两家的桥梁。
Original, I was to use the term bridge between heaven and earth.
但是我仔细想了一下，桥梁这个词不对。基督徒不是天与地之间的桥梁，耶稣基督才是。
On second thought, bridge is improper term for Christian, since only Jesus is the bridge.
唯有借着他的救赎的恩典，人才可以从这个地上的家到天家。十字架的福音是天地之间的桥梁。
Through his grace of salvation, man can go to heaven from earth. Gospel of the cross is the bridge between heaven and earth.
那么我们可以做什么呢？我想到了一节的经文。
Then what can we do? I thought about a verse.
这节的经文是哥罗西书的一章二十八节。他说：“
我们
传
扬
他
是用诸
般
的
智慧
劝
诫
个人、教导
个
人，
要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。”
Colossians chapter 1, verses 28. He's the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ.
所以所有的信徒可以成为媒介，把在地上的人引领到耶稣基督的面前，让他们有机会自己做决定，他们是否要进入天家。
All believers can be intermediary to lead people on earth to the presence of Jesus. It is up to them to decide whether to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我跟各位分享几个我自己亲身的经历。
I'd like to share several personal testimonies.
第一个见证是发生在我自己的原生的家庭。
First happened in my original family.
我和我在美国还有另外一个姐姐是大姐，她住在北加州，她是我们家里面，我们两个是在我们家里面最先信主的两个人，我们都是来了美国以后进了教会成为基督徒的。
My elder sister in Northern California and I were the first two members family to accept Jesus. We came to U.S. and became Christian in the church.
后来我的父母从台湾来探望我们，我们就抓住机会带他们去听信息，然后借机会向他们传福音。结果我的父亲就在孙大成牧师的布道会上信主了。
Afterwards, when my parents visiting us from Taiwan, we took the opportunity to share the gospel, and my dad accepted Jesus at a Christopher Song's evangelical event.
接着我借着回台湾的机会，把我的父母带到教会去参加聚会。经过了几年以后，我的母亲自己她经历了一些神奇妙的作为，后来她也受洗信主受洗了。
Later, when I visit Taiwan, I took my parents to church to worship.After some years, mom experienced amazing grace and accepted Jesus and was baptized.
但是我在台湾其余的家人似乎很困难，我人不在台湾，我也没有什么办法，我只好持续地为他们祷告。
However, it was very difficult for the rest of the family member. I'm not in Taiwan, nothing I can do but pray for them.
经过了很长的一段时间，我有一个外甥女，就是我姐姐的女儿，在读大学的时候呢，她遇到了挫折。
Some time passed, one of my niece encountered some setback in college.
正在痛苦的时候，那个时候她非常的痛苦，她跟她的父亲又非常的严格，她就跟她的父亲发生了很大的冲突。
During the painful period, he had major conflict with her strict dad.
我的外甥女呢，个性又非常的强，有好几次呢，她想不开，几乎要去做傻事。
She was very strong-minded several times, almost attempted suicide.
还好我的母亲非常的警觉。他发现了这个外孙女的异状，他就问我该怎么办。
Luckily, my mom was vigilant, sensed something was not right. She asked me what to do.
我说带我的外孙女去教会，教会的牧者还有其他的信徒可以帮助她。
I told her to bring the niece to church. Pastor and fellow Christian could help.
结果母亲听了我的意见，就把外孙女带到教会的青年团契去。
Mom listened to me and brought her to youth fellowship.
感谢主，我的外甥呢，他在外甥女的，他在教会找到了新的生命，很快的受洗归主，成为我属灵的家人。
Praise the Lord, she found new life in church. Soon was baptized into my spiritual family.
现在好多年过去了，他已经大学毕业，工作了很多年，而且前一个礼拜是他的婚礼，他就在教会里面结婚。
Now she was graduated from college and been working for years. A week ago, she held her wedding in church.
他被父亲牵着带到走到婚礼的台前，开始他自己在神的面前开始他自己新的家庭的生活。这是一个何等美好的结局！我非常的感谢神。
Her dad gave her away to start her own family. Such a wonderful story. Praise the Lord.
第二个见证是在我师母和他的原生的家庭当中。
Second testimony happened in my wife's original family.
师母有一个阿姨，她一生没有结婚，单身一人。在她中年的时候发生了一个车祸，人生就急转直下。
One of her aunt was never married and stayed single. In her middle age, she had a traffic accident. Her life spiraled down.
继续的
to accept Jesus on the spot. But because lack of follow-up, her faith gradually cooled off.
我们有好几次想跟她再次谈信仰的事情，她都拒绝，我们也不知道她到底得救了没有。
Several times we brought up the topic of faith, she brushed it off, so we were not sure about her salvation.
两年前就在新冠疫情刚开始爆发的前一两个礼拜，她因为癌症末期进入临终的阶段。
2 years ago, just several weeks before the pandemic broke out, she was in terminal stage of a cancer.
虽然人躺在家中的病 床上，但是他非常的痛苦，好像在水深火热当中。
Lying in bed at home in tremendous pain.
师母觉得这是一个最后的机会了，就对他说，神能够拯救他脱离痛苦，进入天国。
My wife sensed it might be the last chance and asked her to accept Christ as her savior.
而且在天家里面，他会见到许多他已经归主的一些的亲人，所以请他接受耶稣基督做救主。
Not only relieve her pain, but could meet family members in the heaven who had been believers.
阿姨就问，还来得及吗？
Am I too late?
所以我说，只要人活着，都来得及。
I told her, as long as you live, it is never too late.
我还对她说了一句话，没有人可以自己进天国，只有主耶稣可以带你进去。
Also, nobody can enter heaven on its own, only through Lord Jesus.
最后他同意了，我就带领他再次做了一次决志的祷告，然后给他行点水礼。你知道吗？很奇妙，点水礼以后呢，阿姨就进入了一个非常大的一个平安的当中。
Finally, she complied, and I led her prayer of resolution again and sprinkled baptism to her. Then she entered tremendous peace.
当时只有我和师母在场，没有其他的人在，没有过几天他就去世了。
Only my wife and I were present. A few days later, she passed away.
在他离世的当晚当夜，我的儿子在屋子里，在那个屋子，在他的屋子里面守望祷告。儿子就问神，现在姨婆在什么地方？
On the night she departed, my eldest son was praying and kept watch. He asked God where the grand aunt was.
然后我的儿子就说，他说神给他看到了一幅图画，姨婆呢走在一片的云雾当中，没有方向。
God showed him a picture of her grand aunt in a fog without direction.
后来呢就出现了一个男人走向他，姨婆就问他说，你是谁？那个人回答说，我是耶稣。
Then a man appeared and she asked him, who are you? He replied, I am Jesus.
然后耶稣呢就向姨婆伸出了手，姨婆呢就 被耶稣呢牵着走向前方，然后消失不见了。
She extended her hand to him and was led forward into the distance, vanishing.
真的如同我跟她所说的，只有耶稣可以带她进天家，但我们给她了在临终之前的一个引导。
Really, as I had told her, only Jesus could took her home and we guided her before her departure.
最后一个见证呢是一个另外一个教会的一个姐妹，她已经退休了，但她有一个非常大愿意为主传福音的一个负担。
Last testimony is about a church sister. She is retired and burdened heavily to evangelize.
每当教会有弟兄姐妹的他们的亲人或朋友来访，而且那个来宾是还没有信主的人。
When church members, relative, or friends visited church, especially if they were unbelievers.
他就会竭尽所能，在他们离开以前，离开美国以前呢，邀请来宾到他家里去做客吃饭，而且呢，他请教会的牧者还有同工呢一同来参加。
She would strive to invite them before leaving to join her for meal at home, and inviting pastor and some senior coworker also.
吃饭只是制造一个机会，他的目的是要让来宾有机会听见福音跟见证。
She uses meal together as an opportunity to share gospel and testimony with visitors.
他说，这些人一生可能只有一次的机会能够来认识耶稣，他无论如何一定要抓住。
She always says this is maybe the only chance for them to know Jesus, never let go.
他这么做有效吗？
Is it effective?
有效，在他家吃过饭的人，其中很多的人当天就决志。就算没有当天做决志，后来的日子的当中，最终也都信主了。
By all means, many people shared meals with her, accepted Christ. Some may not accept on the spot, but eventually did.
我想这些福音的果子大部分要记在她的账上。
She should take major credit to bear fruit for the gospel.
三个不同的基督徒，不同的环境跟场合，但有一个共同点。
Three different Christians under different circumstances with one thing in common.
那就是他们竭尽所能抓住机会引导人进神的家，成为天国属灵的家人。
They strive their utmost, took every opportunity to lead people into family of God to become spiritual members of heaven.
我相信他们可以， 你也可以。
They could, so can you.
好，我们要进入今天的结论。
So in conclusion.
但是在讲结论以前呢，我要讲一个题外的话，是有关现在的局势。
So I want to touch about the current situation.
我相信现在最热门的新闻就是在欧洲的乌克兰战争。
So I think the hot topic nowadays is about Ukraine.
我相信全世界人都非常的关心，在座的各位弟兄姐妹也非常的关心。
So people all over the world pay attention and care about Ukraine.
但是其实乌克兰战争发生在万里以外，跟我们距离非常的遥远，我们能做的事情也非常的少。
It happened thousands and thousands of miles away. There is very little we can do.
我相信我们能做的就是向神祷告，求神在当中掌权，能够让战争当中受苦和死亡的人数减到最低。
So we can only pray, and hopefully there will be as minimal casualty as possible during the war.
其实神对我们更重要的心意是那些在我们周围的那些的人，还有他们的情况。
But God cared the people around us.
而且是我们能够做什么。
And that's something we can do.
好，我们来看今天的结论。我今天的主题是谁是我的家人。
So the topic, who are my family members?
这个问题当初耶稣问了跟他说话的那个人。
Jesus asked the same question.
今天圣灵也要问在场的每一位，还有在电视前面的每一位的弟兄姐妹，谁是你的家人？你自己要回答这个问题。
Today, the Holy Spirit asking everyone here and online, who are your family members? You need to provide your own answer.
还有神放在你生命当中的家人、亲戚跟朋友，他们在哪里？他们的情况好吗？他们也是你天国里面的家人吗？
God put family, relatives, friends in your life. Where are they? How are they doing? Are they also your family in heaven?
你能够做些什么吗？求神帮助我们去思想这个问题。
What else can you do? May God help us to meditate such questions.
我想到了，每年过中国新年的时候，在传统上孩子都要拿红包。那红包代表什么呢？红包代表了福气。
During Chinese New Year, kids traditionally receive red envelope. What does it mean? It means fortune and blessing.
孩子拿红包，但是当我们长大了以后，我们就不拿红包，我们要给红包了。
Yet grown up will no longer receive, instead hand out red envelope.
在属灵里长大成熟的信徒也要学会做一个给红包的人。
Mature believer have grown spiritually, we should hand out red envelope.
虽然农历新年已经过了，但是我们是天父的孩子，我们仍然可以从天父那里领红包得福气。
Even Chinese New Year has passed, but as children of God, we can still receive fortune and blessing from Heavenly Father.
盼望在今年，我们不但天天可以从天父那里领红包得福气，我们也可以在这世界上为成为一个给红包分享神恩典的人。
May we receive daily from Heavenly Father the red envelope blessing and fortune, also become a giver to share God's grace in the world.
让更多的人能够进入天国属灵的家，成为我们的家人。
And lead more people into spiritual home to become our family members.
弟兄姐妹，你听到了今天的信息吗？
So after hearing today's message,
让我们一同来祷告，来回应我们的主。
Let's pray and respond to the message.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们的信息。
Dear Heavenly Father, thanks for your message.
你借着圣经当中记载耶稣所说的话来提醒我们。
Through the words of Jesus in Bible to remind us.
我们所生长的环境是你给我们的一个恩典。
So you put us into where we are as your grace.
不但我们对我们自己所生长的原生的家人是有责任的。
We are responsible for our original family.
而且我们更感谢主，主你把我们带进了天国属灵的家。
We give thanks, you bring us into the family of God.
而且你给我们的一个使命，就是要让更多的人能够借着耶稣基督的救恩进入天国的家。
And give us a mission through the salvation of Jesus to bring more people into heaven.
主啊，我们今天听到了你自己对我们所说的话。
We hear your word to us.
我们愿意向你来回应。
We'd like to respond.
求我们的天父在今年继续的赐福给我们，让我们做一个神所喜爱的儿女。
Continue to bless to be pleasing to you.
而且我们在地上，在今年借着神给我们的恩典，我们也成为一个分享恩典给恩典的人。
Through God's grace, we can hand out grace to others.
也求神祝福在这个教会里面的所有的弟兄姐妹。
May God also bless all the brothers and sisters in this church.
让这个教会成为一个分享恩典的教会。
So that we can share blessing to others from this church.
求神不断地把得救的人数天天加给你们。
And adding to the people the number to be saved.
求神听我们在你面前的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.